Cyberspace Cadet in Sarinbon, Malaysia, wants to know if, as Saivite Hindus, we should give our organs upon death for donation for someone else to use. Well, if you want to be earthbound and not go into the higher worlds, that's a good way to do it. To be tied to the person who gets your kidney or your heart or some organ that you have donated. If you don't want to be tied to the earth and go through all the positive and negative experiences the person who had the transplant of your organ, and you want to go into the higher realms, then don't donate your organ. Cyberspace cadet named John Lopez in Malaysia asks, is Vedic astrology part of Hinduism? Can it become addictive? Some people here seem to believe in it more than God. Well, actually, in all of Hinduism, the Vedic astrology is the psychiatrist, the marriage counselor, the psychologists, and it is one of the powers of our gods. You should read the little book, John, How to Become a Hindu, and get a strong footing in Sanatana Dharma. A Western approach is always critical of Hindus and what they do and how they think and how they believe. But the depths of the Vedic astrology, blended with temple worship, blended with meditation, has kept Hinduism alive century after century after century, survived Christian attacks, and is still here on the planet, whereas many other pagan religions have gone away because of the Western religions' attacks upon them.